Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
This is Gloria Ibakate. I'm trying to file for a claim.
Okay.
For Roundup.
Okay. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Yes, I already did.
So you already have an attorney?
No. Oh, sorry,
okay.
No.
Okay. So you did not get
no.
an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another
no.
law firm?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And again, I do want to remind you, this is a recorded line. And
okay.
Were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Sorry, what was the question again?
Were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
It was me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
And how are you doing now?
I'm just here every day by day, just hanging in there.
No, I understand. I'm wishing nothing but the best for you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as possible, okay? Do you by chance know the subtype
okay.
of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have?
Yes.
And what
the
would that be?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, the B cell.
Diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, yes or no?
No, this is just the one I have.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Correct.
And what was the date that you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in June 2021.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
Okay. And did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
I don't know what
okay.
they did, but I just know of myself.
Okay. And then what year were you born?
11-10-77.
11-10-77?
Correct.
And how old are you now?
I'm going to be 47 on Sunday.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Of course. So you're about 43 at the time of your diagnosis, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how many years did you spray Roundup for?
So they're using it in 2010 to 2021.
I'm
for
sorry,
11
how
years.
11 years, okay.
11 and, years. Yes,
and
ma'am.
Have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, ma'am.
And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's my phone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And based off your past or present medical history, these are going to be yes or no's. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, ma'am, just for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's all I did.
Okay, do you have a family history of cancer?
No, ma'am.
And can you spell your first name for me, please?
My first name is Gloria, it's G-L-O-R-I-A, and the last one is E-D-I-K-A-K-E.
So I have Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, correct?
Correct.
And last
correct.
Name, E as in elephant, D as in deer, I as in igloo, K as in kangaroo, A as in apple, K as in kangaroo, and E as in elephant?
Correct.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
A female.
Thank you. And are you currently married?
Yes, ma'am.
And your date of birth is November 10th, 1977, correct?
Correct.
And what is your social?
769-54-9421.
Okay, and can I get your height and weight?
I'm 170, and my height is 5'4".
And your email?
It's GLOBERE10@gmail.com.
So I have GLO, B as in bear, mm-hmm. E as in elephant,
yeah.
R as in rain,
yeah.
E as in elephant,
yeah.
10@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And I have your phone number as 334-685-3620.
Correct.
Is this your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can I get your spouse's name?
It's a building.
Can you spell that for me, please?
It's A as in apple, B as in boy, I for India, O for orange, D as in David, U for umbrella, N for Nancy, and B, his last name is B as in boy, U for Edward, R for Rita, E for Edward, G as in glow, H for Henry, and A for apple.
Okay, I just want to make sure I have this correct. Is his first name A, B, D, U, N?
A, B, D. I hope I'm still able to write it down.
What I can do is I can send you a text and you can text it to me. Did you want to do that?
Okay, I think so.
That would be a little bit easier for spelling. Give me 1 second. I'm going to text you.
Okay.
And can I get his phone number, please?
334-200-4893.
Okay, did you get my text?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so just go ahead and send me his first and last name. Spell it for me through text.
Okay.
And then what is the address of where you used Roundup?
Is this address on my old address?
Okay. What's the address?
The address is this one here. And the other one is, I don't remember.
Do you remember the city or the state it's in?
It's the same place. The same state. The same place. The same. It's the same location, just the number. It's,
Okay, can you give me the address? Because I don't know what city or state that you're in or that you sprayed it.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to text that to you. I just text his name.
Okay. All right, I have his name now.
Yeah, let me see the address. Okay, 2168 Denton Road.
And where? What state? What city and state?
It's Dalton, Alabama. It's 36303.
Okay, 2468 Denton Road in Dothan, Alabama, zip code 36303?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
The address is 2168 Denton Road.
Oh, 2168.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Alrighty, and then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
I saw the advertisement on TV. They've been showing it.
Okay, so a TV commercial?
Yeah.
And what date did you first become aware that your cancer may have been related to Roundup, if you had to estimate roughly a month and year?
It was when I started having that shortness of breath. I couldn't breathe, and I was having difficulties, and it wasn't normal for me, so I decided to go to the hospital.
Okay, what date what date did you become aware that it was related to Roundup? What month and year?
Okay, it was in that June when I was diagnosed.
Okay, so it was when you were... Okay, June 2021?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And how many times a year did you use Roundup?
I use it mostly during the summertime, and I use it 3 to 4 times.
Every 3 to 4
times? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3 to 4 times a year?
No, in a month.
Okay,
most
so
times in the summer.
Okay, so about 12 times a year, is that correct?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis, yes or no?
Oh, yeah, I've been using it for long, yeah.
Okay, so is that a yes or a no?
Yes.
Okay, and then what month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
Oh, it was in June, in 2010.
Okay, what month?
March 2010, that would be, because I started buying it when I go to the store. I saw it was good.
Okay,
was
it June?
Was it
May?
It was in March. It was
March?
March 2010.
Okay, and then when did you stop spraying Roundup? Was it when you were diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am. I stopped spraying towards that time. I'm not 100% sure, but towards that time I did stop and I was diagnosed. So the rest of the have in the house I had to throw it away.
Okay, so June 2021 was when you stopped?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup, yes or no?
I did not.
Okay. And I just want to confirm the state you sprayed it was in Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And was it residential? Where did you apply it and how big of an area? So you said you sprayed it at home. Was it the yard? What part of the yard? Was it in the driveway? What parts?
It was my front porch. There where I do have gardens, flowers. That's why I sprayed it.
Okay. So your front porch and your garden?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was your exposure? Occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay. And how were you exposed? Directly or indirectly?
Directly.
Okay. Did you personally spray Roundup yourself? Yes or no?
Myself.
Okay. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? You said that you purchased it at the store and then you went home and used it. That was the first time?
Yes, I purchased it at the store, the CVS store. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yeah, every time. Mm-hmm.
And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life, if you had to estimate a number?
I did it 3 to 4 times.
A year, and then you sprayed? Oh, 3 to 4 times in a month, yeah, so about 12 times a year, and you sprayed for 11 years. So the math
yes,
on that,
ma'am.
The math on that is roughly around 132 times in your life. Is that correct?
I guess so. I'm not a good mathematician.
Okay. What you think you sprayed? Was it 132 times? Was it more than that? Less than that? I would need an exact number from you.
I'll say 132 times.
Okay.
If that is correct.
Okay. The next four questions are yes or no. Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Do you have you been exposed to any other herbicides?
Herbicides?
Yeah. Have you been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
It's a concentrate.
Concentrate?
Yeah.
And what store did you purchase it from?
CVS.
Okay. Do you have any receipts of your Roundup purchases? Yes or no?
It's been a long time, so I don't keep receipts.
Okay. Do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No.
No? Okay. Have you ever smoked?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, ma'am.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
He's in the hospital. Yeah.
Okay. But there is a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
At a medical center.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
It was just that period, that 10 to 12 days I was in the hospital.
Was that in June of 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and are you currently employed? Are you currently employed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what is the name of the company that you work for?
Extendicare.
Excuse me?
Extended care.
Extended care? Hello, Gloria, can you hear me? Hello, Gloria. Hello, Gloria, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. Is it Extended Care in Dothan, Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. So I have Extended Care Health Center located at 950 South Andrew Street in Dothan, Alabama, zip code 36301.
All right.
And what is your job title there? What do you do?
CNA.
CNA? I used to be a CNA. When I was younger, I was a CNA. Do you like it?
It's okay. It's a job.
Yeah.
Gotta make a living.
Yeah, it's not the best job, but it depends who your residents are, if they're nice to you.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah. Okay, can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah, it's Dr. Gerald Atkinson.
And what facility?
At a medical center.
What medical center?
The medical center. The Southeast Medical Center.
Southeast Medical Center. Okay, thank you. Is this the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
And then is this where you were treated?
Yes.
Okay. And then can you spell his first name for me, please?
It's J as in June, A for Apple, R for Rita, O as in Orange, D as in David, then Atkinson. Do I need to spell Atkinson?
You said Arkinson?
Yeah, it's A.
Oh, I have it right here.
Okay.
Dr. Jared Adkison.
Yeah.
Do you have his phone number or no? I can pull one from Google if not.
I don't have the phone number.
Okay, the phone number I have for him is 334-944-4673. Does that sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have Southeast Health.
Yes.
Okay. And the address I have for Southeast Health is 1108 Ross Clark Circle in Dothan, Alabama, zip code 36301.
Correct.
And when did you start your treatment? Was that in June of 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember the exact date or no?
I can't remember the exact day.
Okay, no worries. And then, what kind of treatment did you receive?
I got a surgery, and then I did a chemotherapy and
okay.
some pain medicine.
Okay. And then, can I get your current full address, please?
It's 2151. West Gate Parkway. I had my surgery in July 2nd, 2021, and the chemo was July 30th.
You said when was your surgery? What date did you start your or have your surgery?
July 2nd, 2021.
And then when did you start your chemo? On the 30th, you said?
Yes.
June 30th or July 30th? July. Okay. So you started your treatment on the 2nd because you had surgery on the 2nd, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
July, not June. I'm sorry.
Okay. No worries. And then this address, the where you live now, you also sprayed Roundup there, correct?
I don't use it anymore. I used to.
Okay. But
I stopped.
So did you only spray at 2168 Denton Road, or did you spray at this address as well?
With this address as well.
Okay.
I stopped in 2021.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
No, that's my husband.
Your husband?
Mm-hmm.
And we have permission to contact him?
For emergency, yeah. But
okay.
That's for emergency purpose.
Okay, I just want to confirm the phone number I have for him is 334-200-4893.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to review the information with you. I just want to confirm, or I just want to ask you before we move forward, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
It's been a difficult time to deal with it mentally, physically, emotionally, and keep trying to go by every day by day.
Okay. I do want to thank you so much for sharing that with me. I know it's not easy to talk about. I hope I made this process as simple as possible for you as I can.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds
Okay.
incorrect, interrupt me, okay?
I sure will.
Okay, so you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed roughly around June 1st, 2021. You sprayed Roundup at home at the address of 2168 Denton Road in Dothan, Alabama, zip code 36303. And you also sprayed at 2151 Westgate Parkway in Dothan, Alabama, zip code 36303. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 11 years. I have your first name as Gloria, spelled Gloria. And I have your last name spelled
Yeah.
Edikake.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just gonna text it to you to make sure as well, okay? I'm gonna send your last name.
Okay.
And then I have your date of birth as November 10th, 1977, and I have your social as 769-54-9421. I have your height as 5'4", your weight as 175 or 170 pounds. I have your email as GLOBERE10@gmail.com, and I have your cell phone number as 334-685-3620. I have your husband's name as Abiodun, last name Bergha. Oh, it's a B instead of a D for your last name.
Yes.
So it's Ebikake.
Correct, yes.
Okay. All right, I'm also gonna send you your husband's name as well, just to make sure.
Yeah, I did send it to you.
Yes, I just wanna make sure. Okay, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I have his phone number as 334-200-4893. You sprayed Roundup roughly around 12 times. What I'm also gonna do is I'm gonna send you your email. I just wanna make sure I have it correct, okay?
Okay, that's fine. I
Okay.
can send it to you.
Okay, I just sent it to you. Let me know if that's correct, because I know it's a little bit hard to understand on the phone.
That's correct for it.
Okay. So I have the date that you started spraying Roundup roughly around March 1st, 2010, and the date that you stopped roughly around June 1st, 2021. You sprayed in Alabama residentially in your front porch and garden. You were directly exposed and you personally sprayed Roundup yourself. You've had roughly around 132 exposures to Roundup. You purchased a concentrate and you purchased it from CVS, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have your current employer as Extendicare Health Center, located at 950 South Street, Andrews Street in Dothan's, Alabama, zip code 36301. You're a CNA there. In regards to losing time from work, you lost 12 days in June of 2021. Your diagnosing and treating doctor is Dr. Jared Atkinson, and that's at Southeast Health. He is located at 1108 Ross Clark Circle in Dothan, Alabama, zip code 36301. His phone number is 334-944-4673. You did chemotherapy, surgery, and pain medication, and you started your treatment roughly around July 2nd, 2021. I have your current address is 2151 Westgate Parkway in Dothan, Alabama, zip code 36303. And I have your emergency contact as your husband that lives with you. His name is spelled exactly the same way that I texted it to you, Abiodun, last name
Yes.
Bergha. Phone number I have is 334-200-4893, and we do have permission to contact him if needed.
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to send you a text with these documents. I just need your signature. A couple signatures, I'm
Okay.
sorry. It should take about a minute or so for you to sign them. I just need you to follow the
Okay.
directions on the DocuSign. Okay, you should have
Okay.
just received it now.
Okay, just click on that and sign.
Yeah, so click on the link and then it's going to ask you to sign.
Yes.
So you need to accept the terms and conditions or accept electronic signatures and then click the yellow button that says start. And then you're going to hit the yellow button that says continue, continue, continue until it tells you to sign. And then you're going to keep doing that until you're all done.
Okay. Then yellow button, let's say start. Okay. Then do next. Oh, do I need to sign before I do the next?
Yeah, you have to sign first.
Okay, I hope. Okay. So I can just click on it and I can sign?
Yeah. Just make sure you do your signature, because if you just write a line, we're going to have to resend you the documents to sign.
Okay. Okay. Then I click finish.
Yes. So I just sent you a text from my direct line. If you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. The attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours. So if you need anything, so be on the lookout for the call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, and it should take about 5 minutes or so. But again, if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Gloria, I do want to thank you so much for your time and taking the time to speak to me. I know it's not easy to talk about, but I'm happy to hear that you're still here and you're doing better, and I wish nothing but the best for you and your family, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Of course. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.